Now, verse 18, thy shepherds slumber, O king of Assyria. Thy nobles shall dwell in the dust. Thy people are scattered upon the mountains, and no man gathereth them. In other words, the leadership of the nation had disintegrated to the place where they no longer attempted to lead the nation. Now, may I say this, and I hope that I'm not misunderstood, because I'm not discussing politics and certainly not from any party viewpoint, because as far as I'm concerned, I'm disgusted with both. Now, may I say this, that I believe that one of the great evidences of our disintegration and deterioration as a nation is the lack of leadership that there is on a national level, a state level, a county level, a city level, and even a community level today. There is lack of real leadership. It just seems today that the one with the big mouth and the big talk is the one. And the rich man. Lincoln could never run for president here today. He wouldn't have enough money to run. And God says that's the thing that brought down Assyria among these other things that he's mentioned. And believe me, you can just fit this down on our nation, what God has said in this third chapter, just like a glove. One glove fits Assyria, and that's been fulfilled. The other glove fits the United States. But are we listening to God today? No. No one's paying any attention to speak of, certainly among the leadership of the nation today. And the tragedy of the hour is our retreat from God today and our rejection of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, the Savior of the world. Now, listen to God's final word, and he gives this with a note of finality, a note of dogmatism. May I say to you, this is a word that makes your spine tingle, and it's frightening. I read the last verse now. There is no healing of thy bruise. Thy wound is grievous. All that hear the report of thee shall clap the hands over thee. For upon whom hath not thy wickedness passed continually? You see, these people here had sinned and sinned and sinned, that it was a way of life with them. When they now want to point the finger and say God is wrong and that God permits evil and that God does nothing about evil, God says, I do something about evil. And that you can look around you today at the injustices, and there are many of those. But my friend, God's doing something about them. And the next little book, Habakkuk, is going to bring out that point. God was just and righteous, and he was a God of love, even when he destroyed Nineveh and wiped it like a dish off of the face of the map and off of the face of the earth. They disappeared. And God took full responsibility for their judgment. Now, next time, we're going to see Habakkuk. Until then, may God richly bless you, my beloved.